All right. What's up, man? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Want to say welcome to 2018, guys. I hope you are having a safe, fun, and festive New Year starting off. This episode was taped on New Year's Eve, where while getting ready for the New Year's festivities, Ike and Amy joined us, and we got down and found out who was the sit your ass candidate of the year. Sit your ass down candidate of 2017. Like a lot of times we sit down, you know, we do it weekly, somebody who could start it off, who deserves to sit your ass down, yada yada spleef. See, we tabulated all of the responses from you, the listeners, whether it be email, whether it be through social media, whether it just be walking up to me in the street, hey man, you know who needs to sit their ass down? And that has been helping. We made a nice comprised list of the top 16 people who need to sit their ass down. We break down and find out who's number one here on this podcast, joined by Ike, Amy, and Tasha. But before we jump into all of that, we ask you to go to SamShowNation.com. SamShowNation.com is your home for everything revolving around the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Right there on the home and current promotions page, you can hear a donate button. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast, and by hitting that donate button, you can give right back to this podcast, make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. I want to thank you guys for doing so already. And also, maybe you want a little bang for your buck, you can always go to SamShowNation.com. You get that store link. And by hitting the store link, you get all the necessary swag needed for the Just Talking with Sam show. Just Talk with Sam podcast right there. Whether that be t-shirts, whether that be hats, whether that be stickers. You guys love sticking stickers. It's all right there at the store. We're getting some new merch in for 2018. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Just be on the lookout for that. But one thing you can do, you want to show off your love for the podcast, you can go ahead and get your merch there. That is like the third best way to help out the podcast. Speaking of the podcast itself, you can go to SamShowNation.com. You can hit that podcast link right there on the page. You can catch up with all your favorite podcasts. Maybe you got some time off from work. Maybe you want to binge. You want to go back and listen to a lot of the podcasts. They're all right there. But maybe you listen to your podcast a little bit differently. We're currently on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Play, good old RSS, and iTunes. By going on iTunes, speaking of, we like the little call and response. You can subscribe and rate and review the podcast right there on iTunes. You can tell us some of the stuff you like, give us 5 stars. You can tell us some of the stuff you don't like, give us 5 stars. You can do that right there at the iTunes page. But before we get into this year's Sit Your Ass Down of the Year, 2017 AD, we got a few sponsors. The first sponsor is the good folks at PetSmart. Yes, it's a new year, but it's a new year for your pets. Maybe you want to get something for your dog, your cat, your bird, whatever you got. They got it right there on sale because they got great deals right there at PetSmart.com. All the stuff that they would need, a lot of the things they would sell is some of the deals you can't mess up on. Maybe you need a dog crate. Maybe you need the, you know, you want your dog been a good dog for 2017. You want to give some treats? Cool. We started off with some chicken jerky treats. Milk bone. All of that stuff is there. If you got cats, if you're a cat person, maybe you don't want to start off your new year smelling, you know, cat droppings. So they got the scoop-free litter boxes. Man, it's all right there. Birds, I don't know what you need for your birds, but I'm pretty sure they got something. But if you go through SamShowNation.com for 2018, hit that PetSmart link. Whatever your pet is, whatever the deal is, you can save 5%. Whenever you buy something online, you can pick it up right at your friendly neighborhood PetSmart. Yes, something that you know you need, you can buy it online, pick it up right there at the store. In-store pickup is always free, and quite honestly, they give you 5% off in your in-store pickup. Some exclusions may apply, but is even the in-store pickup, they have your order ready in an hour or less. What? There it is right there. PetSmart.com via SamShowNation.com. Go to SamShowNation.com or current promotions link. Hit that PetSmart link and get something for your pets. Next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. Yes, Walmart knows it's 2018, and Walmart knows, hey, maybe you need to get some stuff done around the house. Yeah, it was all cool around the holiday season. Yeah, it was all cool, you know, letting some stuff slide. Hey, we'll get to it later. 2018 is all about the progress, all about starting your year off right. And Walmart wants to help you get some stuff done. Get that job done the right way, whatever that job is, by going to SamShowNation.com. You click that link and you can save big savings on all the rollbacks, clearances, and whatever you need. Maybe you need to organize that garage. They got you covered. Maybe you need to fix some stuff around the house. Maybe you got a couple of drafts coming in the house that you discovered during the holiday season. You can cozy up for the cold weather by fixing drafts, fixing stuff, whatever the process, whatever the job that you got waiting on you, whether it be a heating problem, whether it be whatever. Whatever that job is that you need to get done, you get folks at Walmart got your back. And they're doing a lot of stuff with home improvement. And on top of that, I talked about it all during the holiday break, and it also applies here. Free in-store savings. Also, Walmart has the pickup discount. You get a discount on pretty much ordering online, and you pick it up at your friendly neighborhood Walmart, and you could pick it up whatever the it is with a new shiny discounted price. By doing that, that also works for whatever project you're doing. Maybe you go in there, hey, maybe we need some toilet paper, maybe we need all the essentials at home, maybe we need this, that, and the third. Maybe you were a little bit generous and you got a little crazy New Year's, and now you need a new futon. They got you covered. So please go to Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com. Get on the big savings with the rollbacks, clearances, and more. Get that job done. Start off 2018 right by getting some stuff done. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Right there at SamShowNation.com on the homepage, current promotions page, there's an Amazon banner. Amazon wants to get you started right. Did you know January is Sports Fitness Month? I know that thanks to Amazon. Amazon wants to help you get right back into the groove, get in a way where you can get that healthy living gear, and they got everything that you need with workout stuff as well as some of their Amazon exclusives with the workout gear. Maybe you need some weights, maybe you're doing some resistance training, some plyometrics, doing that jump training, maybe you down with the gravel core. Whatever that you need is right there to get that body back in shape. They're all about the wellness. Maybe you want to drop a couple LBs, maybe you want to tone it up. We don't know what you want to do. You got a goal in mind, and Amazon here is to help you out with their special New Year, New You collection. So please go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Amazon banner on the homepage and current promotions page, and you can whip that body back into shape with this New Year. You got that same drive, that same determination to push your body to the next limits with the Sports Fitness Month. A lot of Jillian Michaels stuff is there if you're into that. If you're into Reebok apparel, if you like Gronk, who doesn't love Gronk? They got it all covered with Gronk Fitness, Under Armour. All the major names are there, but they got you covered. Adidas Sports Fitness Month is right there. They also have the Jessica Biel Picks for Fitness Month. Yes, Jessica Biel. Maybe you want a Jessica Biel body. Who knows? It's all right there. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon banner, the homepage, current promotions page, and go ahead and go into Amazon Sports Fitness Month. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to reset these mics right now. We're going to jump into this, and we're going to find out who got to sit your ass down of 2017. I'll be back in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast.
game on if you don't talk about it, then pop.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
It's obvious, if the audience listening, we never write this out.
Hey guys, I want to give a quick little podcast note. This podcast actually started a little bit before the recording of this podcast, meaning we did some stuff for YouTube for all of the honorable mentions. So if you're looking for the honorable mentions, please go to our YouTube page. Just talking with Sam, and you could go through all the sit-chairs downs through 2017, because the honorable mentions for the most part was a recap of some of the people who did not make the top 16. So if you need to know why or who those honorable mentions are, what we did, we recapped everyone from YouTube that did make the final 16. So please go to YouTube, Just Talking with Sam, and you can hear about those honorable mentions. And now we're going to jump right into the podcast of the Sweet 16 of Sit Your Ass Down 2017. Here you go.
And with the magic of the podcast, we are back. Look, we did the honorable mentions earlier, but in order to get down to the nitty-gritty, to get down, we got a little help. Got my man Ike, Allison, Lewis, Jr., the third, Esquire, and the lovely Amy. We're going to figure out. 2017. Is it? Is it?
You didn't even mention me.
I did earlier during the honorable mentions.
Blanket.
And I got
you. Reintroduction.
No, we're good because it was like an hour and some change for us, but it was like 2 seconds for them. Watch the magic editing. So yeah, that is your name. 2,000 Twitter followers can't be wrong.
Yeah, whatever.
We said it was jokingly. Years ago, and it stuck. So there you go, Ike.
I got fans. That's all right.
That people like you from the debunked, and it's returning. Real sports is coming back. Sweet Jesus, does it ever need to come back?
It does actually. Yeah.
But let's get down to the nitty gritty. We're gonna only talk about this.
We what the issue is.
Like I said it earlier. Y'all got that Lennon McCartney thing going. I'll figure it out.
Then man, go ahead.
Wow.
But we waited until, well, it's 10, let's just say 10, New Year's Eve. In the next 2 hours, no one's going to do any dumb shit to honor Sit Your Ass Down before it's too late. So let's get down to nitty gritty.
All right, let's go for it.
First seed, Trump versus Jerry Rice. Now, obviously,
Jerry Rice is a dumb
guy. I want to speak for the table here, but Trump totally need to sit his ass down more than JR. But I will say this. If you were from February to about September.
Well.
In the San Francisco Bay Area. Jerry Rice just crashed your wedding. Every weekend. Jerry will show up.
But that is cool.
That's pretty dope.
That's pretty dope.
But it showed up. How it showed up. It showed up nice. Yay. Pro Bowl Hall of Famer. NFL Hall of Famer. You know, dipping grandma. Taking a little dance. But around July when it took that turn. Because Jerry single ready to mingle. See, Jerry started getting down with the bridesmaids. And Jerry trying to, with that 1,000 yards worth of crushing. Instead of rushing. You know, Jerry tried to set an all season record.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Well, come on, Jerry.
He was single.
But Jerry.
Exactly. Mr. Steele, your auntie, your grandma, your mama, is she single? You know, ain't nothing wrong.
Dog, it was getting to the point
why
where.
He ain't grabbing people by the pussy.
It was a what? Exactly. Unless you let him.
Exactly.
If you let him, depending on your wedding day, Jerry just show up. Let me get the one not in white. The one in white is smoking for him, everybody else. All right. But, all right, obviously Trump advances. Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. Now, here go. This is a lower seed battle. Lower seed. Let's just go right down. Jason Whitlock and Ray Lewis.
You did this wrong.
I'm biased.
No, you want to go seeding or you want to just go straight down?
Go left to right.
Okay, we'll save that.
I don't know if people can follow that like that, though.
Because we're going to have this up on YouTube and also have this up on Instagram where people can see the brackets.
I think we should go left to right. You want to go left to right?
All right, let's go left to right. All
right, let's go.
Tyrese and OJ.
Tyrese and OJ.
Now, Tyrese came with that number 2 seed. Strong Cinderella story. Started sometime in October. OJ.
Tyrese is October to December. Does anything. Oh,
my God.
In the last 30 years.
I disagree.
Oh, how? All right, now, OJ. Now, keep in mind, this is only for 2017.
OJ is a cool cat.
OJ. Hold on, no. Here's the deal with OJ.
Give OJ the word.
If OJ had more time.
More time what?
More time to do shit in 2017.
He got out of prison.
October.
I thought it was August.
It was around the same time. But in that short amount of time, OJ solidified himself as OJ Simpson. Starters. Going out, dressing like yourself on Halloween. That was dressing like yourself. Hey, watch out, kids. I'm out here.
That's dope.
And then getting shut out of the hotel. Like the one thing they said you couldn't do on parole. My man, you ain't supposed to drink or cause a ruckus. This motherfucker go to the hotel with a fifth. Like, let's turn this shit up.
Right.
Double jeopardy, motherfucker. You can't lock me up again.
That's why he moving on to the next round.
Over Tyrese?
Hell yeah.
Nope.
Over Tyrese?
Yeah.
For you, maybe. I think
Hold on. Wait. What more do they want from me? That Tyrese.
Tyrese, yeah. I got $5 million from Jada and Will. My baby. Oh,
hold on.
No,
but,
I can't.
Hold on. Or my favorite.
OJ Simpson.
They're making
W's from
four
me.
Brothers. Two.
Right. It was a good movie. Mark Wahlberg gets sexy. That's all I can say.
No, but they're not. What, Four Brothers came out, what, 2009?
Something
ooh,
like that.
No, it's been like over.
It's been a minute.
A while ago.
Then the whole, you trying to fight The Rock? Oh, some real shit? The Rock was like, hey, real talk. I will crack that ass. I'm trying to be a gentleman right now. I'm trying to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
But if you want to pop off on some crazy shit, I will beat that ass. Like, the only thing, this is the only reason why I say Tyrese over OJ. Ty. OJ, for the most part, been kind of cool. Cool for OJ.
It depends on your
all right.
Your own personal perspective on Tyrese.
Going into 2018, who would you rather be, OJ or Tyrese?
I'd rather be Tyrese.
Really?
Yeah.
That's stigma.
He's younger. Yeah, it's Fast and Furious fucking.
But you totally no, he's out of Fast and Furious. They cut him out.
I bet you he gets some proceeds.
No, he get a little proceeds off the movies that are made. But you cut him out of the actual. OJ got the reality show coming in the book.
Man, I don't care about that shit.
Well, look. I'm just saying, OJ as a guy who had two times beat the system. You say he can't do it. The juice. Nobody fuck with the juice right now.
I like OJ. OJ wins.
I'm rocking with OJ. Okay.
I'm rocking with Tyrese.
Let me put it like this. Podcast. Okay. All right. Since we are scouting podcast guests, who would you rather talk to? And I will call you in for either one of these, Tyrese or OJ.
Who would I rather talk to?
Who would you rather talk to? Now, we encompassing all of
like everything.
They're everything they did. Who would you rather talk to? If they were sitting across here,
I mean, that's weird. That's
I think we got enough power to get either one of them at this point.
I'm a sports fan, so I would, you know, like.
So you wouldn't touch on the murders with Juice?
Would I touch on the murders?
Just a little sprinkle.
Yeah.
Juice.
Yeah, I put a little salt on it. Yeah.
That's
what. But I would have some choice words for Tyrese.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
But a lot of people, you know, they only focus on the fact that he was crying on the video. They don't.
I know why. Okay, even if you take that out, the lion dog, my wife pregnant, my wife not pregnant, Will and Jada gave me $5 million. I know they didn't. That I take out the kid on that because the skywriting shit, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. The skywriting shit, that, you know, like, that's the last thing they said about keeping a low key profile.
Yeah.
Skywriting. Man, Tyrese get this one. You know he do. I'm looking at your face, man. At least Juice had enough sense to say, "Ah, shit, I am getting too hot right now. Let me take this in the house."
Man, whatever. He's trying to stay free forever.
And he's succeeding.
Wait, didn't he? He was locked up for a long time.
And he's out. Juice is loose.
It was a good.
Tyrese checked himself into a mental hospital. And then checked himself out 3 days later.
I blame Hollywood. Well,
get the fuck out of here.
I blame Hollywood and Illuminati.
He's so fine.
Get the... Illuminati don't want none of Tyrese. he will fuck up everything. At least Juice. Juice, they got like a little... we can put you back in there, Juice.
Maybe.
Now, Tyrese advanced. Now he just trying to be that guy.
Trying to advance Tyrese, man.
I don't... Look.
Go ahead, man. It's your show.
Hold on. No, but I want to keep it.
You want a blanket? All
right. Let's go to the third seed. Now, this was something. This is more Tasha than me. Because she hit me third. Gwyneth Paltrow.
I don't even know about her.
She going by seating in order. Okay.
Right.
I thought you was going seating order. Oh, left or right?
Yeah, left or right.
Well, it goes right back. Jason Whitlock, Ray Lewis.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. This is hard.
This hard as hell.
It's not hard for me at all, actually.
Whitlock?
Jason Whitlock. I think Whitlock should win this shit. I hate Jason Whitlock.
But here go the thing. You got to take personal side. Now, I'm down with Whitlock over Ray Lewis.
It's not personal. I don't know that nigga.
Okay. All right. You don't want to say you hate him. I'm just saying, like,
Jason Whitlock is Uncle Tom.
I don't fuck with
Ray Lewis. Also,
Ray Lewis got sued by a horse. Yeah. Ray Lewis got sued by a horse. How the fuck is that possible?
Well, Ray Lewis did it.
Ray Lewis is trying to be Samuel Jackson in Django.
Ray Lewis.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Ray Lewis because he was talking about that
the kneeling shit, and then
he did it.
Then he down there like this.
Then the
I was praying
the horse suing. Who the fuck is who's by a horse?
I didn't hear.
He took that shit to court. All right, as you know, I'm a bourbon drinker. Ray Lewis has his own bourbon. It's called Ray's Reserve, right? The problem with Ray's Reserve is, no, dead serious. It's called Ray's Reserve, and Ray's Reserve.
Have
is,
you had it?
I would like to. He's currently getting sued, so nobody getting it.
Oh, okay.
So
not on the shelf.
In the Kentucky Derby this year, he paid, I'm giving you the quick version, he paid the jockey to wear a Ray's Reserve shirt and pants, and he ended up losing. But the problem is, the jockey paid him, Ray's Reserve owe him that check, owe him that cash, because I did wear your shit, right? So he says, alright, let me give you half the money now, and I'll pay you the rest in bourbon. And now the jockey is like, no, motherfucker, we agreed on this price.
I don't want
this
to
the price.
Me in liquor. What is
and
this?
Then he said
you
this.
Prohibition.
Then he said this.
He just tried to pull a hood.
Yes, he did.
Like, so I barter.
I owe you $700.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you $500. I'm gonna give you an ounce of trees.
But then, on top of that,
an ounce.
Yeah. Well, once again, that's right. This is he tried to pull the fast one. Then he said, technically, this ain't even my company. I'm just a spokesperson. Mm. Anybody with Google. Looked at Ray's Reserve. The first thing that show up is his goddamn face. Mm-hmm. And it says, founder, owner, operator, all these titles. It's not my shit, though. Alright. Yeah. Whitlock. See, the reason I say Whitlock. I want Whitlock advance. Whitlock advance. Yeah, because I think Ray shit, you may disagree with it, But Jason Whitlock is doing more harm with his bullshit.
Hell yeah, especially with that shit with LeVar Ball.
With the LeVar Ball and the Colin Kaepernick shit. Colin Kaepernick. Mike Vick. He had Mike Vick on the payroll. Right. I'm with that. Jason Whitlock, yeah.
Yeah, he whack.
All right. Going left to right. Brought him up. Now, LeVar Ball.
Lonzo Daddy.
Or the Kardashians as a package.
Oh, the Kardashians. They go.
As a package.
They advance.
Yeah,
not that you need any explanation for that. But.
I can't vote for the Kardashians because you know I actually really.
I can.
I'm just curious what the fuck is wrong with Tristan Thompson.
I'll tell you what.
He got
whatever that syndrome is when you fuck with them. That first year, that second year.
Ain't he on the bench now?
He got that syndrome.
Fucking trash.
They get into you and they fuck up your life. At least with LeVar, I can't say this about LeVar. He went over the top, but the message is still cool. The message is cool. Yeah, you got a little crazy when you went on WWE Raw. You got on Raw. You got.
I don't fault LeVar.
You got wild.
I don't fault LeVar because LeVar honestly just really, really believes in his kids.
And I can't fault that. It's not the parenting.
It gets on people's nerves. But if he wasn't in their lives, he'd be daddy.
Yeah, you can't win for losing.
So I just think he's a good father that just really loves his boys. He wants them to succeed. He's seen that they have a talent. He said they was made to play basketball. Your last name Ball. I'm your daddy. Your mama played ball. Y'all got ball, so y'all gonna ball. That's just what it is. And I can't be mad at LeVar for that mentality. He is over the top and annoying AF.
He ain't that over the top.
But he's not what he used to.
But he believes in his
he's
kids.
He's no worse.
And that's his saving grace, the fact that he really, really believes in his children. I
it's
wish
thing,
more parents.
He's no worse than
father,
like.
That ain't drinking, that ain't smoking.
Well, yeah. He there for his kids. But when they do make the LeVar Ball rule at the fucking Staples Center, you need to pull that shit back.
Because, you know, owners not dealing with that, though. Like,
And it comes across as him being
pushy
and stuff.
Yeah,
about things, but it's like when people are coming to him with a mic and asking him his questions and his opinion and stuff, and then want to complain about what his thoughts are and how he feels, wanting to shut up though. Like you put
well,
the mic
you
in his
put
face,
me still, out there
and
to
a camera.
But
I put it like this: if Bill Walton was bragging about Luke Walton like this, would they say this?
He did first year.
Would they say to Luke? Would they say to Bill Walton?
Nothing, because
they didn't have to.
Bill Walton was one of the greatest college basketball players ever.
But they had nothing to say to him, right?
Well, the second year.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to that? What happened to your son? What happened to the Golden Boy?
I can't stand Bill Walton either.
Now, if Dale Curry was out on the court bragging about.
Steph. He was.
But in the fashion that LeVar does, it's a difference.
I think it would be the same thing.
I think LeVar pisses people off because.
You know what he is? He's Adrian Peterson's dad because we couldn't get him to shut up. We couldn't get him. I think after this year, after Lonzo didn't get settled in, the daddy going to chill. The daddy already done moved on. LeVar done moved on to the other kids. Now, he left, for the most part, left Lonzo alone.
Mm-hmm. He with LaMelo and Leandro.
Yeah.
Jello.
So. But in the sake of this, the Kardashians.
But I do like they show though.
It's always another one doing some shit.
Rob, here's the thing with the Kardashians.
And that shit was this year. That shit, Rob did.
Yeah. Rob, yeah.
Rob takes the cake.
Just for him alone.
They moving forward. Yeah.
Then you had the Kim shit with the. She was like the Virgin Mary on the on the candles. She had a line of candles.
Yeah, those healing candles and stuff. You know, the candles they said the dollar store with the.
Then they stole the baby line. It was a clothing line.
Shirts and
they stole somebody else's designs word for word. Oh, this was a homage to this person. Oh, it's a homage when you caught.
Basically, what she was doing was taking adult clothes and making kitty versions of them.
But that all good. But give my man his chips. For coming up with the adult
whoever
version.
The Kardashian
chips
lawyer is, that fool, it gets them out of stuff all the time.
All right.
All of the time.
Now, we all agree. Kardashian.
You'll hear it again. Kardashians.
Here we go.
Just for Rob alone.
Here we go.
This, you know I'm going to fight on
the
this.
The battle of sucker shit. I don't know who to choose with this one.
I do.
The battle of sucker shit.
This is hard for me. I don't even think
keep
I
keep in mind, this is all off the court. This is all off the field.
Yeah.
LeBron James, Odell Beckham Jr.
I'm not voting.
Battle of sucker shit. These are two.
OBJ.
Sucker shit extraordinaires.
He moving forward.
Hold on. LeBron, though. Let's. Now, full disclosure. I am not the biggest LeBron James fan. Actually,
no.
I'm a top 10 LeBron James hater. I'm up there. I'm right under Charles Barkley.
Probably.
I'm right. But not on no sucker shit like Whitlock. Because I will recognize his skill on the court. But it's all the fake tweets. The slide dish shit off the court. Motherfucker, play the game. You supposed to be the greatest. Prove to me. Do a Kobe. When Kobe was getting involved in that sucker shit, you know what? I'm gonna shut the fuck up. Mama gonna do all the talking. Mm-hmm. On the court. Jordan, I can't put him in that same world because social media wasn't around. We don't know how Mike would act. Make sense?
He don't be on that shit like
he don't be on that shit, but we don't know. It wasn't around when he was playing.
Yeah.
But
this is very hard for me.
With LeBron James, the battle of the sucker shit. We still looking for the knife you stabbed in the back of Steve Black. We still looking for that shit.
Oh, Jesus. Let's
we still go. Looking. But then you got OBJ.
Okay, what are you talking about as far as Bron and his off-the-field
shit where that sneak dissing. Remember, Steph couldn't even have his celebration. He won. Golden State won.
You full of crap.
The second... My man didn't even get out of the prayer breakfast.
You acted like he tagged them in it. He posted something on his page. It was your responsibility to look or not look.
What? You know, post what if I post something talking about you?
You
I'm getting ready for y'all next year.
He didn't say
I
that.
Cut it all off.
He
I got the rollies and the rollies.
He didn't
you
say that.
You doing all
that? He didn't say
that. They just won. They just won. I'm in the gym right now. No days
he
off.
He had no days off. He working out. No days off.
What the fuck
problem?
Was you at 2 days ago?
Putting up, he averaged a triple double.
No, no. But my whole thing is on the
when
day
that's
of
your
no
average,
parade,
come on, now, Sam.
I'm not shitting on his own the court, but
it's
when,
arguably he could have won Finals MVP. And
he could have had the Cavs won the title.
Had the rest
he
of the team
it.
Not been trash.
Not even a question.
Not even a question. But what I'm saying is. They leaving the prayer breakfast to go to the parade, and all of a sudden, you come out with this tweet, the video showing you working out. Hey man, you lost.
So
chill.
See, I don't have nothing. I don't know.
They
don't have nothing.
I had to give the OBJ.
That is a sucker shit move, man.
No, ain't,
okay, okay.
If he said Steph Curry, I'm coming for you. If he said Clay, I'm coming for you. He named people by name and tagged them in the video. Fine. He made a video on his page after he lost.
Okay.
Taking it on the chest because he lost. Like, look, no days off. We lost. But this never stops. That's what's up.
OBJ.
I give it to him.
The pool of sucker shit of him. Okay.
Just
how do we
at
start?
The eclipse alone. How long am I supposed to not look
How long am I supposed to be looking at this? Motherfucker, you got a game tonight. You looking dead at the eclipse. And then Eli, they asked Eli, hey man, I ain't fuck with that. We got a game. Great, the eclipse. I'm gonna take my ass back inside. Odell, I'm not wearing glasses. Staring directly at the eclipse. And then all of a sudden, he couldn't see a pass. Fuck his ankle up in that same game. Damn, I wonder what happened earlier that day could fuck up your vision. And then.
Yeah.
When you supposed to, all right, nah, that was a scare. You supposed to be chilling. Oh, not OBJ. I want to get into a dance battle the same night with Russell Westbrook.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
He be on some bullshit.
And then.
And it dialed back. I think last year it was.
The Lena Dunham thing.
Actually, earlier this year. The yacht trip.
Yes.
That was this year.
Yes, that was.
Yeah.
We getting ready for a playoff game.
Yeah.
And y'all motherfuckers on a yacht.
Yeah, they on a yacht.
This how we practice. Meanwhile, every other team in the league. All right. Let's watch some film. Yeah. Let's get in this playbook. Let's run some drills. Eli wasn't on that damn boat.
He on a boat with a bunch of niggas too.
Oh, the sexual healing shit. Was that this year too? Remember in the
last season.
In the jacuzzi and shit.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That's too much.
OBJ. You know what? As much as I am a LeBron James
hater, I love Odell too.
The level of sucker shit he do.
This nigga got a Louis Vuitton boot.
The Drake
bag.
Shit. I forgot know. About that.
What?
Drake went seen him in hospital.
When he broke his ankle for real, mm-hmm. after God gave him like 3 warnings.
Oh yeah.
Then he was just like, look who visits me in the hospital. He showed Drake.
He ain't say that.
Drake doing this shit. Hey, you straight though, right? You know he just hey.
Drake posted the picture on his page. What are you talking about?
They both posted each other because he tagged him in it.
Sam, look.
OBJ advancing. There's no way you can clean that
he
up.
He is. I'm not trying to clean it up. I'm just saying, don't be lying on Champagne Poppy. Don't lie on him. You don't do that.
You know what?
What you won't do is
as much as I hate LeBron, that sealed it for fucking Odell Beckham Jr.
What? Champagne Poppy?
Yes.
That's Drake.
I know, but just how you, that was your defense. Yeah,
I'm not going to lie on Drake. Nah, you can do whatever you want, just don't lie on Drake.
All right, let's just go to the right-hand side. Gwyneth Paltrow, Corey Feldman.
I don't know nothing about none of this.
Okay. Corey Feldman.
I don't even have to listen. I just know.
Look, GP got this. But Corey Feldman, he did have a good couple of months. He tried this before the shit with the kid touching and the Louis C.K. of it all and all of that got involved. Mm-hmm. He was trying to out motherfuckers since January. Like, look, nah, this is a problem. And then, on top of that, he got the band, The Angels, and he broke his tooth on Good Morning America, trying to do a Michael Jackson spin move.
He stopped trying to sing. That's
he was trying to sing.
He sounded a mess.
They cut him off. I ain't never seen nobody cut your goddamn mic off on Good Morning America. They're like, nah, we straight. Cut your shit. And then he did the little spin move, knocked his tooth out. And then, just when you think it couldn't get, he did the shit with the Angels. It was something with the choreography where, like, he got in some heat because he took the flag. He did one of these boys, but he forgot to put the flag down, so he dropped the flag. So, yeah. Like, the military is, like, pissed at him.
Well, yeah, the military is.
Yeah. But if I'm going to do this, how about take 2 seconds? All right, nah. Y'all got that, right? All right, cool. Now, GP.
Oh, Lord.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Moon dust.
Oh, shit.
I don't know nothing about either one of these.
The goop kind, what's it called? Goop kind?
Let's just start there.
Bitcoin?
No. Goop.
See, Gwyneth Paltrow got this website called Goop. It's about women empowerment. It's a lifestyle
blog, basically.
It's her trying to be White Oprah.
No, not even that.
But here's where it gets crazy. She got these things called vaginal gems.
They're called Yanni eggs.
Yanni, no, her word for it is gems or something. So you take the gem. All right, so you take the gem, right? You're a female. Shove it up your hoo-ha.
I'm not a female.
I'm just saying, for the females up there.
They listen. It's a Yanni egg. Basically, you charge it in the sun.
You got to put your mic down.
I'm sorry. It's a Yanni egg, and you get 3 sizes. The goal is to get to the smallest egg. When you first start out, you're supposed to tighten
in the sun.
You're tightening your vaginal. You're making your lady parts all energized and healthy. Basically, you pop it up there. Got some dental floss on it. You start with the biggest egg, and the key is to get down to the smallest egg. That means your coochie's tight.
By strengthening your pelvic floor.
You strengthen your muscles. You give yourself energy. Your chakra, blah, 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 lined up. Same thing.
What's the name?
You got to charge him in the sun.
And you got to charge him in the sun.
Damn, what's her name?
Regina King.
Is it Regina King?
Regina Hall. Virginia okay. King. It's King. Yeah.
Now, hold up.
One of them. Yes. It's either Cookie, the Virginia. Other black chick.
Yeah.
That
okay,
look
but
like Cookie.
That's not the problem.
Mama.
All right. It's not the key with the egg. It's the price of said egg. The egg.
The egg. Yeah.
Like, $800.
That's a lie. You can get them if you know somebody.
No. I'm talking about GP.
She wrong.
GP.
Oh, they're basically they're made out of jade quartz. Different.
I read that thing because I need to know $800. You're selling me a good idea.
They shouldn't for a set.
Whatever that price is,
$800.
Really. Now you can go to Wish. You can go to Wish.
I ain't putting none up in my coochie. They can't even buy the Wish.
But the going price is about $50.
You got Sam. That's the same thing.
That ain't it? All I'm getting at.
No, he ain't came off no Wish app.
Wish.
Hey, no, I'm not knocking Wish.
He
wish.
Looked good. He wished he was taller.
Yeah. Keep wishing. Keep wishing. Free so shit. Now, you got all
it. My baby is priceless, okay?
You goddamn right. Everybody keep, paying for that nigga.
Yeah, keep wishing.
I pay for it.
Hey, I'm damn as good.
You did.
But, hey, all sales are vital.
All this chocolate.
You got me. Man, I said I do. I did. Get off me.
All this right. Strong, muscular.
Nah.
What?
Nah. Okay, I can't even lie. That I have seen his muscle. Picture. As in what?
Right.
But he used to be smaller than this.
Yeah, I got a little weight on me.
Like, this is bomb.
Now with the GP, not just Yanni yet. She got this. I still am. I caught and they turned it on. And
you need to do something. Give me some signals.
Yeah, back to the smoothie.
Oh, God.
All right, she sell this energy smoothie, right? Because we on the clock now. Yeah, they got this smoothie. Oh, that's supposed to be strength and energy and all that other good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Made with moon dust. That these are not real ingredients, by the way.
Hold
moon
on,
dust, rocks, something else. Average smoothie, right? $325.
The stuff to make the smoothie is $300.
Oh, I'm sorry. So when you're done, you just spend $325?
It's called the Goop Morning Smoothie.
It's not for us.
Oh, but you know what it is for us. GoopCon 2017. This is where I bullshit you not. She got.
Oh, here it is. Oh, you wanted me to read the ingredients?
Yeah, please read the ingredients of that goddamn
smoothie. Cup of almond milk. Is this the one?
You sure?
Oh, yeah, this is it. A cup of almond milk, a cup, coconut oil, almond butter, mushroom protein powder, vanilla flavor, teaspoon of maca, whatever it's called, 1 teaspoon of ashwagandha, 1 teaspoon of hishuwu.
We don't. I don't know.
1 teaspoon of cordyceps. 1 teaspoon of moon dust. Action dust. Moon dust, which is action dust, beauty dust, brain dust, good night dust, sex dust, and spirit dust. And a pinch of Himalayan sea salt, a pinch of vanilla powder.
No one knows what these ingredients are. Sex dust.
Now, the moon dust that she's referring to, it costs like $300-something for the set.
So when you're done, the smoothie is going to be upwards of $300.
Right.
Nah, but here go with the killer. She been pushing this GoopCon. And by the way, GoopCon is a convention of all these goddamn nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet up the bargain basement ticket to getting GoopCon, $1,500, right? Now, that happened over the weekend. She gets on Jimmy Kimmel. The following Tuesday, after Goop got over, man, I was bullshitting about the whole thing. So now, people are pissed. That like she packed out, you know, the conference part of the Staples Center.
Yeah,
packed it out. She got on Jimmy Kimmel.
You tell them how much the tickets were.
No, the bargain basement ticket.
$500.
I thought 15.
No, it was
500.
It was 500, 1,000, and 1,500. Or 2,000, something
and
like
it was 2,000 to have her shake your head you after
got,
the fact.
You got some luggage. What's the luggage?
You got called? The luggage.
The tool, not tool.
With the GP insignia.
What's the luggage?
Not Samsonite.
Luggage. It's not
the other
tool.
One. Either way, way more than what you're supposed to for a handshake. Then you get on Jimmy Kimmel. Nah, I was bullshitting about the whole thing.
Now I be thinking about
everything. Oh! Earthing.
I'm going to look that up.
Hold on, wait. Look up Earthing. Because Earthing, you'll get pissed off. She says, look, you need to pay me $200 to master Earthing. What Earthing is when you take your shoes off and you walk on the ground with your bare feet so you can get in touch with nature. But you got to wear these sensible, like, pretty much socks. Pre-Earthing socks that you put on before you get in your bare feet. Mm. To walk in the dirt in the socks by themselves.
See, the problem 200. With the problem with this is we're intelligent. And
oh,
we don't
you would be amazed how many people she got
but
with this
people
shit.
People who like,
but it was sold look out. Though.
It was sold out.
Exactly, it's people out here that look at it and be like, oh,
"GP,
that's the
she
shit.
Only had 500 tickets running for $500 to $1,500."
For that reason alone, she don't go because she came up with something. To the dumbasses. Fucking
she didn't.
I'm trying to figure something out.
the doctor shit. She was some. I'm trying to remember the doctor shit she pulled. Hold on, hit the pause button. Okay, GP aside. All right, we back. Yeah, we back. GP aside, it's verdict time. All right, Feldman or Gwyneth Paltrow.
I could go
either way.
I give it to Paltrow on this one.
Paltrow, that living right shit. Because I'm saying GP because Corey Feldman had the good sense to leave.
Nah.
Because like you had the good sense to leave.
GP good.
You just want some of that boob dust. You want to sell that $100
boob? I don't need none of that shit. I mean, unless people buying it, I'll get it and get it to them.
I got to be honest. I'll upset them. That's an upset. You know, give it to Feldman. Let's upset that shit. Yeah. Because GP at least said I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. Alright, let's go filming. Upset special. Upset special, I'm down with that.
You said who got it?
Corey Feldman, give it to him.
What?
Because Corey Feldman still ain't went away. Because even with the Louis C.K. shit, Corey Feldman, first person to show back up. He was the first dude. I told y'all. But during his own selfish stuff, he did have the good sense to go away. At least the heat died down.
Yeah.
All right. It's going left to right. Now, here go the one for 2017. Kaz versus Caitlyn.
It's Caitlyn versus Kaz, man.
Caitlyn versus Kaz. Kaz versus Caitlyn. All right, look. Both of them totally need to sit their ass down. Caitlyn moving up, but Kaz did have that dumb shit. When you beat the case,
he should have beat
the case. First thing he said, hey, I'm going to hold a seminar for guys out here not to molest women. This is how you not do it.
Cosby just for that.
No, Caitlyn, but here go the deal. Kaz was like, nah, it's too hot. I can't be doing that shit. Caitlyn, the Trump shit with Caitlyn. Then you causing beef with your own folks, with the Kardashians.
Caitlyn is moving forward.
Then that LGBTQ.
Because she won Woman of the Year award.
That was last year.
Fuck that. You moving ahead because of it.
No, again. But here go the shit, though. That's bullshit. The LGBTQ shit. And then they was like, nah, we not fucking with you. Come on. Yeah, Caitlyn advanced. I like Caitlyn. Kaz, at least Kaz is like, I can't tour?
Right.
No, I can't do it. No, it was all fucked up. But it was fucked up in such a short amount of time. This is, if we were going on the range of the offense, that's one thing.
Right.
But it's called sit your ass down because you keep showing back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's give it to CJ.
Well, so I had to cross Bill Cosby.
I can't disagree with that at all.
It's you keep doing. At least Bill did the same shit.
All right.
It's true.
This is a toss up. Black China, Quantasia Sharpton.
Black China.
I don't even know who the fuck.
Oh, the girl who said Usher got in that.
Yeah, she going. Black
Why
China.
Not Black China?
I mean, I just hate the fact that with Black China, she was celebrated.
Yeah,
I hate that shit.
And then came out with that whack ass album.
It ain't even out yet. It's whack.
It's still whack though. It's like, do you want to wait on the horse shit, or do you just see the shit coming? Then she tried to sneak into the ESPYs.
The party
of the ESPYs. Meanwhile, my man Lamar Odom and Tristan Thompson. Hey dog, we can't get invited. We played. and we ain't got a ticket.
Right. Yeah, I don't like her. She ugly too.
Cool, China.
Yeah.
So she don't go away.
Is she ugly?
Yeah, I don't find her to be attractive.
Then she tried to sue the entire Kardashian family.
Man, dudes are too busy looking at her booty.
But it went away.
Fake ass.
Remember she got with Lisa Bloom? No, you need to tone that shit. I don't know if they put scotch tape on her ass or something. It went away.
No, it's called wearing a good girdle and some spanks.
Just for that. Just for the lack of ass. You know what? Black China advancing.
For the lack of ass.
Because the second the Usher shit came up, we were just like, come on, dog.
Did she get some hush money or she got...
No. I don't
know.
They legitimately found loopholes in her. It wasn't Usher, hey, take this and never return. It was like, no, this is why you wrong, book, chapter, verse. Now we can fight this in court if you want, but I'm just gonna say the same shit in front of a judge.
Yeah.
Then it just went away. All right, Elite Eight. We should. Jason Whitlock or Trump? Obviously Trump. But goddamn it, Jason, you didn't put up. A... All right. Now here go
now
the deal.
You can go down.
Want to go down?
Go down.
Now. OBJ or Caitlyn Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Really?
All right.
Yeah. As much as I want to make a fight for.
Stop.
Oh, give me a pause. And we back. All right. Let's go on the east side of things. Tyrese versus the Kardashians.
Okay.
That's hard.
Kardashians. It's not hard at all.
They're going to keep coming.
Tyrese made a fool of himself, but the Kardashians, they got too many variables.
They're going to keep going.
They got robbed and doing stupid stuff.
If it was an individual thing,
if it's like Kim to Tyrese, then yeah.
I'm with that.
All
right. I'm with that. Corey Feldman to Blac Chyna. It's
Blac
a toss.
Blac Chyna.
China Advance?
Yeah.
It's
the
ass thing, isn't it?
It ain't the ass thing. It is
for me.
It's the,
that was a question.
You had a whole baby just to get back at somebody.
Yeah, that's just trash.
All right. Final four. Now let's get down to nitty gritty. All
right.
Now this kind of happened in real life. Caitlyn, Trump.
Trump.
Really?
Yes.
I gotta act surprised because
I don't think you are.
You notice? I agree with you. Wanna know why Trump advances? We have yet to say one thing he did. We just all
know.
We just all know.
Obvious. I don't even have to.
Everyone else on this, we kind of gave a reason why they're here. Trump, it was just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, you here.
Yeah. All right. I don't want Trump to chalk this, but he is a number one seed for a reason.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Blac Chyna or the Kardashians.
I mean, it's
only one right gotta go.
They kind
of. I know.
But even if we say the Kardashians, she's still encompassed in they bullcrap too. So is that she?
Who advanced
she
though?
Kardashians, because it's still gonna put her in.
She's
it anyway.
A Kardashian. She has a Kardashian
it's because
fucking kid.
Of the kid.
She has the true Kardashian kid.
All right. Now here we go. We speed round this thing because now we kind of gotta seat him. But sit your ass down of the year. Now this is Trump.
I think you know who won. I don't even know why you did.
Or the
you
Kardashians. I mean, equally as annoying. But one is way more dangerous than the other. Just to keep going.
I don't know if we really know who's actually more dangerous. Do we really?
Shit. All right. Wait.
Here's the thing. At least with the Kardashians, I can say I enjoy them on some level.
I never enjoyed their ass.
I can't
like
say that.
I like the show. I follow them on social media. I like Khloe.
Why?
But here's the thing with the Kardashians. I cannot knock their hustle. None of their hustle.
But here go the same shit.
Can't do it.
That same sentiment can be said about Trump. Because all he did is bullshit the entire time to people who like him, much like you with the Kardashians. And now we here. Which one is more dangerous? So do I want a slow poisoning? Or do I want some shit that's going to probably kill me tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's
slow and steady.
Slow and steady. Like the Kardashians picking. If you're a black man, I'm a black man. One by one.
They are.
These girls.
And Kanye been trash.
Kanye. Fuck Kanye, just for a second. And I'm a Kanye fan. You ruined NBA franchises.
I used to be a Kanye fan.
I still am. I'm holding out hope for him. But you ruined franchises. The Lakers, the Clippers, the Rockets. You ruined the Rockets year before last.
Mm-hmm.
The Nets. That short stint in Dallas.
Yeah.
This may be why you don't watch the NBA.
I don't fuck with the NBA because it's not that I don't fuck with the NBA. I don't pay attention to the playoff time because you kind of know what's going
to happen. You kind of know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I like more parity.
Okay.
Like the NHL. Like, given night, anybody can win in the NHL.
This kind of goes back to what we talked about a long time ago. Football will always be king because it's 16 games. Every last one of them motherfuckers matter. If I'm playing in...
Obviously.
In eight...
That Atlanta game.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. And the same thing with basketball. What we at? 82? 82 games?
82 games.
You can phone it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with that. Hockey is 40?
Like, my thing with basketball. Yeah. Thing with basketball is a lot of the guys, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not...
Like, back when my guys was playing, I'm like, cool, I watch every basketball game. But now I'm like, who are these niggas?
All right.
Basketball is still...
Leave it up there. The table, though. Sit your ass down for the year
2017. I give it to Trump.
This is not political, but I'm giving it to Trump. The reason it's not political... Because he was doing the same shit before he got in office.
Yeah.
Only problem is, cool with it.
I'm only saying Trump because he does this stuff and gets away with it.
I feel...
The Kardashians have some sort of... They
penalty.
Have some sort of...
There's a penalty.
Not even a penalty. It's always like a apology or something. We said this, like, Kim, for instance, she stood up for a makeup artist. His name is Jeffree Star. He owns a makeup company. Jeffree Star has videos of calling people nigger bees and all types of crazy stuff. So Kim's whole thing is like, I can't judge somebody with what they did in their past, you know, her past being what it is, you know. But it was horribly racist. So she later came on and said, I'm sorry, you know, I should have did research. I should have looked at
I don't think that's an apology. I think that's someone who's being self-aware.
Yeah. So I can say that about them. At least they're self-aware when they do stupid stuff. Trump, however, does not have a filter.
I'm with that.
He's not self-aware. His Twitter fingers are like no other.
His Twitter fingers stopped the apology that he gave.
He's still talking about Hillary Clinton.
Give it to him. Yeah.
They still running the race. Trump gets it. Trump gets sit.
He can have it. Yeah, yeah.
Sit
your ass down for 2017. I'm glad you was able to help me figure this thing out. Well, that's the show.
That's it.
I want to thank y'all for rocking with us all of 2017. I want to thank y'all for helping us out. I want to give a special thank you to my man, Ike Allison Lewis Jr. III, Esquire, who can be found on the recently revamped Real Sports. Just keep watching. I assure you it's coming back. Tasha.
It needs to.
Yeah. And
I pray for my podcast. Hopefully I can get it popping. Just pray for it. It'd be dope.
Hell, you can bring back Real Sports. I mean, shit, don't I? And as always, SamShowNation.com for everything related to Just Talk With Sam podcast. You can hit us up on Facebook and Instagram at Just Talk With Sam. No GN talking. You can always email us, Just Talk With Sam at Gmail. No GN talking. Just Talk With Sam. And SamShowNation.com. I will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Next
yeah,
year,
Happy New Year. Yeah.
Happy New Year.